I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest news here on KJAN. The Ottawa County Sheriff's Office reports an Atlantic man, 58-year-old Dennis Peterson, was arrested recently on charges of burglary in the third degree, theft in the first degree, and criminal mischief in the fifth degree. The charges stem from an investigation into a theft in the 400 block of West Washington in Exira. Peterson was seen by the magistrate and was held on $15,300 bond. On March 25th, he was also charged with violation of probation, which resulted in an additional cash-only bond of $2,000. On March 30th, 36-year-old Samantha Anderson of Exira was arrested in connection with the same incident. She was charged with theft in the first degree. Anderson was seen by the magistrate and was released. Sheriff's officials in Audubon County report 27-year-old Kaz Kozat of Audubon was arrested on March 20th on charges of operating while intoxicated, second offense. He was released on his own recognizance and will appear before the magistrate at a later time. The charges stem from a traffic stop in the 2000 block of Highway 71. 39-year-old David Porter of Exira was arrested on March 25th in Audubon County on a charge of harassment, third degree. He appeared before the magistrate, pled guilty, and was released. The charge stems from an incident in the 100 block of East South Street in Exira. 35-year-old Robert Crawley of Hamlin was arrested on March 26 on an outstanding parole violation warrant. He was also charged with a sex offender registry verification violation. He saw the magistrate and is currently being held on no bond. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest of Bailey McLarnon of Clarinda at approximately 8:30 p.m. on Friday for possession of drug paraphernalia and two counts of child endangerment. The arrest came following a traffic stop at the intersection of Highway 34 and O Avenue. McLarnon was later booked into the Montgomery County Jail on $2,000 bond. Concrete pavement repairs on southbound Interstate 29 will require closing the ramp from eastbound I-480, exit 53B, to southbound I-29, the West Broadway interchange, from 5:30 a.m. on Monday to 5:30 a.m. on Tuesday, weather permitting, according to the Iowa Department of Transportation's District 4 Maintenance Office. During this closure, traffic will be detoured around the work zone by taking northbound I-29 and exiting at North 25th Street, and then back on southbound I-29. For more information about this part of the Council Bluffs Interstate system, you can visit councilbluffsinterstate.iowadot.gov/project/West Broadway Interchange. The Iowa DOT reminds motorists to drive with caution, obey posted speed limits and other signs in the work area, and be aware that traffic fines for moving violations are at least double in those work zones. Iowa coronavirus data continued to suggest Friday that virus activity is increasing in the state, with infections and deaths continuing to rise. Similar trends were noted Friday by the White House COVID-19 response team members who expressed concerns about rising cases. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says cases and hospital admissions are rising nationally, and people should take this moment seriously and continue to wear a mask to avoid another surge. Iowa reported 979 new cases on Friday and 19 additional deaths, increasing the state death total to 5,708. The seven-day positivity rate increased to 4.8%. Court records show an Iowa gun store refused to sell a semi-automatic rifle to a heavily armed and agitated Colorado man who said he was surprised his friends didn't suspect that he was the Boulder mass shooter. Federal agents say Adam Vinoy made the remark Tuesday when he was trying to purchase an AR-style rifle from Sportsman's Warehouse in Ankeny. The store denied the sale and notified federal authorities. Vinoy allegedly said he had 500 rounds of ammunition in his truck. He has been arrested on a federal weapons charge stemming from a March 14th traffic stop in Nebraska when authorities say he had several firearms, an illegal silencer, and marijuana. And the Iowa Supreme Court has ruled against a 74-year-old Audubon man who was convicted of third-degree sexual abuse of a female child. In their decision filed on Friday, the High Court denied a judgment appeal and sentence for John Charles Donahue, who contended the district court erred by prohibiting his trial counsel from cross-examining the complaining witness about another allegation of abuse made by the witness. Donahue also claimed the district court submitted an erroneous jury instruction and the verdict was not supported by sufficient evidence. When the Court of Appeals decision was affirmed, Donahue asked the state Supreme Court to review the case. Donahue's first trial ended with a hung jury and a mistrial. According to court records, prosecutors in Iowa alleged that Donahue committed third-degree sexual abuse against a person referred to in documents as TG. The incidents took place from July 31, 2014 through August 26 of 2016 in Audubon County. After reviewing the case, the Supreme Court concluded the district court did not abuse its discretion when it prohibited Donahue from questioning the victim about an incident in Carroll, and that the district court was not in error when it submitted certain instructions to a jury. The justices said also, based upon our review of the record, we conclude there is sufficient evidence to support Donahue's conviction of sexual abuse in the third degree. As a result, we see no basis to disturb his conviction. You can find a link to see the full ruling there on our news page at KJAN.com. That's a look at the latest in news. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.